All right, let's change gears now. And I don't know if you saw this story in the City Press newspaper yesterday. There's a recent report. It's titled The Human Factor Report. Do teachers in South Africa make the grade? And basically, it focused on various problems in the education system, including the state of the children and the anger they may feel. And this is at the backdrop of the violence that we've been seeing in our schools. Let's now speak to David Harrison, who's the CEO of DG Murray Trust. David, thank you so much for your time. Good afternoon to you. Now, what did your report find? Is there some kind of explanation on these levels of violence we're seeing in schools?
Thanks, Clement. Thanks very much for the opportunity to speak to you and your listeners. So it was a report that was really just an in-depth assessment of talking with teachers and trying to understand the issues that they face, as they often have to play the role of proxy parents in a classroom setting. So it wasn't a systematic review across the country. It really was sort of in-depth journalism. But some really important points emerged. The first is that we must remember that the consequence of the HIV epidemic is that a lot of our children are growing up without parents. And so teachers find themselves both having to teach the children and in many instances having to parent the children. And that's a massive load on the teachers as well. Mm. I think that there are, often teachers sort of feel overwhelmed. They feel like everybody is blaming them for what's going on. But we must understand the immense load that they are confronted with.
Are the teachers well equipped to deal with that kind of load, David? I mean, the trauma that these children come to school bearing, are they properly prepared, the teachers, to deal with that?
No, I don't think they are. And I think that, part of what we have to do as a country and as an education system is to really look very carefully at what we are expecting our teachers to do. And I think that because of the low education results that we get in the country, we focus so much on marks. We focus so much on trying to get teachers to have the skills to teach the children subjects so that they can do better at school. But we're actually forgetting the whole emotional side of children and of teachers themselves. And so, often we know that the teachers themselves are not feeling supported. They don't have the networks of support. Mm. They feel like they are simply workers who have to somehow carry out a job. So we need to actually review what we regard as some of the major goals of education. And I think while achieving grade 12 obviously is so crucial in order for children to be able to progress, we need to understand that only 40% of our children reach grade 12. 60% don't.
Yeah.
And so we have to have a process of building their sense of possibility, their sense of agency, their sense of self-worth. Because if we don't do it, we're going to end up with the type of situations that we found across schools in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, definitely. The teachers need that necessary support. And look, if you're a teacher and listening to us, I'm happy to take your call. Or if you're a parent and you understand where this report that David is telling us about is coming from, give me that call on 011-883-0702, 021-446-0567 if you're in Cape Town. But now, David, what about the parents? Because I saw in your report, it also found that teachers believe parents must shoulder some level of responsibility for the poor education outcomes across the country's government schools.
Yes, and again, I think that we've made a mistake of the last 20 years where parents have sort of had the feeling that education starts at school. It doesn't. Education actually starts the moment the baby is born. And so I think what we've got to do is encourage parents to take back the education of their children, the degree to which they're interacting with the children, the degree to which they're creating an environment of love and security, reading to the children, telling stories to their children, getting them to start to count. All of those things that need to happen in the first few years of life actually sets the scene, acts as a scaffold for the rest of education. So I absolutely agree that that is the place to start. And I do think that parents have felt that teachers are responsible for their children's schooling. No, parents are first and foremost the primary educators of their children.
Yeah, that's so important. So how do we fix this? You say the parents must play their role, getting kids to, learn how to count. But also there's a role that the education department has to play here, because they have to provide that necessary support to the teachers so that they're able to deal with this emotional trauma that some of the children bring to school.
Yes, no, I agree completely, and I think it's both the education department and the trade unions that need to take this seriously. And I think we've got to move out of the mode where we simply think that we need to train teachers to teach children. We've got to train teachers to enable them to give their children a sense of real possibility in life, and to make those children feel valued and appreciated, and that means that the teachers themselves have to be valued and appreciated. Yeah. So the management system now that we build around teachers can't be top down. It can't simply be about accountability. It can't simply be about compliance. We've got to start building communities of practice, so horizontally supporting those teachers so that they feel that they themselves are part of a network, that they feel a sense of solidarity, and they're not simply defined as workers or as teachers.
Certainly. David Harrison, CEO of DG Murray Trust, thank you so much for your time. Angela, you're in Cape Town. You want to comment on this? Good afternoon.
Hi. I couldn't agree with your previous the gentleman that was on before anymore. I teach at a little school, it's a government school, but I have 35 children in my class, and to reach each child emotionally is emotionally traumatizing for you as a teacher. It is so hard to do, and you feel like you can't actually educate the children unless you've reached them emotionally. It is so important. As a teachers, we are really taking strain at the moment. And I know I'm not alone.
I agree with you. I've had many teachers as well, Angela, coming out and saying we also need that support so that we can offer that support to also the children that are coming with all these psychological, some in some instances traumas. But thank you so much for your time, for your call.